The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. This is the table of the Lord, and he invites all who love him and trust in him alone for their salvation to sit with him and share in this joyful feast. Why do we come to this table? We come to this table because of Jesus' command and invitation to remember him. Jesus tells us to eat this broken bread and to drink this cup in true faith and to keep doing so until he comes again. How is this meal different from all others? In this supper, God tells us that our sins have been completely forgiven through the one sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, where his body was broken and his blood shed. God also tells us that the Holy Spirit makes us one with Christ and in Christ with all other Christians. Come then, people of God, to this joyful feast of our Lord, and let's give God our thanks and praise. Loving God, you made this world marvelous for us to enjoy. You gave Jesus to be our Savior, our Lord, and our friend, and to bring us to you. You send your Spirit to make us one family in Christ. For these free gifts of your love, we thank you, and join with angels and saints in this joyful hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. For your kindness to us and your goodness to all, we give you thanks. We thank you that you showed your love by sending your Son, who gave his life for us and rose again from death. And we thank you that he lives to pray for us forever. We thank you that he has taken away all that separates us from you and has made us friends with you and with one another. We thank you that he has brought us together at this table to strengthen us by his love. And we pray now that you would send your Holy Spirit on us to bless these gifts of bread and wine to us, that we may know Christ's presence, real and true, and be his faithful followers, showing your love for the world. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as one family in Christ, we pray together the family prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Why do we eat this bread? The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We remember and believe that the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was given for the complete forgiveness of all our sins. Why do we drink this cup? The cup for which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. We remember and believe that the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ was shed for the complete forgiveness of all our sins. Come, for all is ready. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ, which is broken for you. Do this, remembering him. This cup is the new covenant, sealed by Christ's blood, which was shed that the sins of many might be forgiven. Drink from it, all of you. When Jesus rose from the dead, he came and stood among his friends, and showing them his hands and his side, he said, "Peace be with you." In his name and in his risen presence, I say, the peace of the Lord be with you. Let's give one another a sign of peace. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the benefits you have given us, for all the pains and insults which you have borne for us. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. Amen.